34. I'm Tom Davis, and this is Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And our Community Connection is brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And today we have the United Way in, and Whitney Verdon is in here with Pam Crawford. Ladies, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. The sun's good. Back out. I'm much better now.
Yeah. Yes, that makes a difference.
It sure does. Now, Whitney, we've got something really special going on. We're going to be talking a little bit about retirement and how this plays into the United Way. Please get the ball rolling for us today.
Absolutely. So every year we will send out a letter specific to the ConocoPhillips and the Phillips 66 retirees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips will continue to match pledges from their previous employees that are retirees.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great opportunity for those within our community that may have been giving through the United Way campaign at either P66 or COP and would like to continue to give. So if they do, then their pledges will be matched, and that still makes such a huge impact within our community.
It sure does, because we have a lot of great people who've put in a good life's work at both companies. Mm-hmm. And, if this is the way that Phillips 66 and Conoco wants to go about it, that's a great way to, kind of carry on a good little tradition, I think. So.
Yes, absolutely. And I can't stress enough how much that really does mean mm-hmm. to our community. I remember when I first started there, and I kept hearing about the retiree letter, and this is something we do, and it's actually a day of caring project. Mm-hmm. We stuff over 2,000 letters, and we have a team from P66 and COP. Yeah, they'll come in. We have a whole assembly line. Mm-hmm. We send out, we usually have a retiree representative from mm-hmm. From P66, and this year it was Casey Lee. So Casey Lee actually wrote a letter to the employees or the retirees from Phillips 66, and so we put that in there. ConocoPhillips has a letter that they write every year, and we put a pledge card, a brochure, and we have a whole team assemble that, put it together, and send it out within the community.
You know what's great about our retirees from both these great companies? They're not all that retired. I mean, they don't act like they're retired.
No, they're not.
They're the most active people in town, and that is for sure. Roller skates to keep up with them.
Yes.
And I resemble that remark.
Well, Pam Crawford, how are you doing? You're a board member.
I am a board member, but I'm also a retiree in the last 18 months.
And you're also on the move all the time.
I am. I mean, I walked out this morning into the den, and my husband's going, "Where are you going this morning?"
I have things to do, dear.
That's just about right. So, yeah, I could say, in fact, I wrote the letter for the United Way last year to go out to the Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips retirees. And it is really great that the company does this. And as a retiree, it's one of those things that almost dropped through a crack when I retired, because it had been so easy as an employee. It all came out of my paycheck, and I never, ever had to worry about trying to get my money over to the United Way office. And so I actually joined the board shortly after I retired last year, and one day I was like, oh, I don't think I made my full pledge delivery, because I had retired in May, and it had been something that was going on every month. And so it's important to continue to do, but I had to be reminded that it was in my own head that it was something that I still had an obligation and I wanted to do.
And that's why we do the letter, right? It's hey, here's a little nudge, and things have changed in your life a little bit, but if you want to keep on keeping on with this, this is how we can do it, and we'd sure appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the number one reason for the letter. And what we're also finding too is that our list might not be up to date. So sometimes if you're, because I know Pam wrote the letter last year, but she wasn't actually on our list.
Yeah, so I didn't get the letter this year.
The one that you wrote.
Well, I actually didn't get the one I wrote last year either. But I didn't get it this year. And so Whitney's right. The United Way office is really trying to get a good list and keep it up to date and ensure that the folks in this community know what is going on with United Way.
Well, great. Now, you've been a nice participant with the United Way for a good long time. Now you're a board member. And explain that transition. That had to be fun.
Actually, At first I was going, no, I really didn't want to go on another board because I was on two or three others. Uh-huh. I was very popular last year. One of the things that I do in addition to just sitting on the board is I co-chair all of what we call the CIC committees, which are the community involvement investment committees. Gotcha. And we are the people who, the volunteers who review all of the agencies. And one of the things that the Bartlesville Regional United Way has really been stressing with the board and with the offices that we, they keep continuously improving their processes. Mm-hmm. So we came out of last year's review process and decided we needed to update some of the processes around the way the CIC worked. And then it was decided that I needed to be on the board if I was also going to head the committee reviewing all the processes. And so I've ended up on the board that way. It's great to see that side of it too. I was seeing a lot about the agencies, but to see all the other decisions that the board is having to make, the professionalism that we have in the office, dedication of the, I don't know how many board members are there, around 20 it seems like. And we're from all different aspects of life in this community. I mean, we think about ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. They have a couple big buildings down here, and we can see them on our skyline. But there are so many other businesses and people who believe in the United Way, and they're represented on the board.
That's great. That is absolutely great. I always ask this question. You know it's coming. What drew you to the United Way?
Oh, that goes back a long ways. Yeah. I don't know when I haven't supported it. I'm drawing a blank.
That's a great answer, though. That's the first time someone has said that.
When I retired last year, I had 36 years with Phillips Petroleum, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, all of its different name changes over those years. And they had always been a supporter. They always made sure the employees knew what was going on. Maybe part of the reason I support the United Way is I'm very active with the Girl Scouts. They are a United Way agency. Mm-hmm. So that gave me another way to see some of the things that they did. But I'm just going, I don't know when I didn't give.
That's but you know, Pam, that's a tremendous answer.
Thank you. I'm sitting here going, that's interesting. I have to think about that one.
Now, the Girl Scouts are just one of the many agencies course, benefits from the Bartlesville Regional United Way, because we have partners all over Nevada County, Osage County, Washington County, parts of Southeast Kansas, all over the place. It's amazing how many people get help.
It really is. Having the opportunity through this CIC process to visit all 13 agencies, you really do get to see the breadth of help that they provide across across the three county area, and it's fascinating to see the different programs each of these agencies offer and the different audiences those touch. And the other thing I think that's fascinating is how much they cooperate with each other. I know that is something that Lisa Carey stresses with them and the rest of the staff stresses with them, but it's fascinating to walk into an agency and they start telling you, well, the YMCA is the one that sticks in my mind. And they'll come in and they'll go, well, Mary Martha does this for us, and we've done this, and we've done this, and we do this with the Boys and Girls Club. And you're going, okay. And so then by the time you get to the other agencies, you already know what they're doing in some regard, because they do help each other so much.
And my family is very close with the Y. We're members there, and we've seen firsthand just how the intermeshings work there, and it's really interesting to see how this all makes the communities come together.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing I'll say is not only do they
all work for each other.
They do. And it's not just the United Way agencies. They also recognize that there are some non-partner agencies that are very strong partners and with long-term relationships with some of these agencies, too.
That's great. That is wonderful. We've been having the Dorseys now chair the campaign, and we've been knocking on a few doors and everything else with our other ways of fundraising. How's that coming along with you?
It's coming along. We still have a couple more companies that will be submitting their reports. We usually get all of our reports in mm-hmm. by the end of January for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the campaigns are done, but then there's been so much activity within the company that they have, you know, they're still collecting pledges, they're still adding up all the numbers, and then they send us over their total campaign. And mm-hmm. so once we have that, we'll be able to give our official number. And but still, we're right at about 80% to our goal with where we're at now. And so I would just encourage anybody, if you haven't made it by the office yet, to come by and make your pledge. Or if you are a current retiree and you did not receive a letter, please give us a call. The last thing we would want to do is miss you if you would like an opportunity to give. So if anybody's recently retired and we just haven't got their name yet and you would still like to give, please give us a call at 918-336-1044 so we can make sure to get you your letter.
Or drop by the office.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, that's the happiest bunch when you walk in the door. They say, here, you want a shirt?
Yes, they do. But it's a great group of people in that office, and they always make you feel welcome when you walk in.
That is absolutely true. And if people have not are new to the community or what have you, mm-hmm. how do they get in touch with you other by phone? Do you have a website that's available where
we
folks can make that introduction?
Mm-hmm. Okay. BartlesvilleUW.org is our website. BartlesvilleUW for UnitedWay.org.
All right, very good. And of course, you know, it just seemed like we just kicked off the campaign season with the kickoff at the football
yes.
game with the video and everything mm-hmm. else like mm-hmm. that. And then, boom, here came the golf tournament.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we're pressing onward and what have you, and we're pressing toward that goal. And that goal is pretty well up there. But to find that we're 80% there, that's pretty darn good. You know what that mm-hmm. means? You can't let them put off the gas.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yes,
that's correct.
Yes. This is our last stretch. And, you know, last year, and I don't believe we were able to give our final numbers till almost June of last year. I mean, we still had some stuff that we were going through, but what we do like to do is just kind of give an overall number of where we're at, because everything is what we receive is pledges. So, and that's the information that we go off of. So.
Sure. Sure, and also by June, you know, there are folks going, oh, wait, hey, I got one for you. You know, they kind of Hail Mary it in, you know.
That's okay. Yes.
Just get her in, that's all.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, just get it in. And, you know, like I said, we always say, if there's a company out there and you continue to hear about the United Way, and, you know, it's so fun to go to some of those committees and see these employees working together. And I know when I worked at Truity, a lot of times they would kind of use the committee chairs as your first step into leadership or mm-hmm. looking into a leadership role. What does right. that look like? Mm-hmm. You can take an employee within your company and see, how do they lead? How do they make this happen? And a lot of these companies, I mean, it creates teamwork within the organization. They're working towards a common goal on something that feels good. They get to give back. We have a lot of these campaign coordinators, especially the first time they ever do it. You know, they come in and we have a whole, we have everything you need. We have checklists, we have timelines, we have letters, we have verbiage, we have messages. So a lot of times what I say is just send your representative here, and our job is to train them in a way, give them the information they need, and then to send them back into your company to chair this campaign within your company. And so we're always saying, you know, if you're a company out there and you're thinking, you know, what could we do to get more involved with the community? What could we do to kind of pull our employees together, build some teamwork, maybe give one person within the organization an opportunity to lead and see how they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the United campaign is a win-win in my mind, because you get to give back to the community and you also get to foster teamwork and leadership and an experience within your company as well.
Very good. Any last words, ladies?
No. It's just important to not forget the United Way as we're coming into the close of the year. And again, we've said it a couple of times, but, you know, if you're a retiree and you missed the letter, or you're retiree and the letter kind of fell in the bottom of the pile or whatever, it's not too late to continue to make those pledges and help the United Way.
Very, very good. Pam, nice meeting you. And Wendy, great always seeing you. And we'll talk again. And once again, folks, that's the United Way, the website.
BartlesvilleUW.org.
And don't you dare forget it. Right now it is 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And our Community Connection has been brought to you by Tallgrass Boners and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1, the one you trust.